gonna skip. You ready? Stop biting. Come on. I see everybody run around town biting skip dance. All right. I'm here to let you know that I am the real brother. When I come on your set, it's best for you to stop biting my shit. Biting. When I bring the whole posse, everybody gon' be looking where they at. I say I'm game with a skip, let me talk to you. I got some game that I'm spitting, let me give it to you. I'm here to let you know that
What up, world? What up, world? How y'all doing? It's CJ, host of Hustlers Only. Live from the Palms Podcasting Center. Shout out to Going Global Agency.
Hey, bow, eye closed. Father God, I just want to say thank you for this platform, Hustlers Only platform. My bro CJ, Chase, thank you for allowing me on this platform to discuss my truth and inspire the youth and even inspire the older people. You know what I'm saying? No matter how you start, it's how you finish. And you just keep growing. The sky's the limit. Not even the sky's the limit, to the stars, to the moon. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to come too soon. You feel me? So we just going to make it happen. And just thank you for allowing me to speak my truth on this platform. Both of us grow and we take it to the next level, as we inspire people and motivate people and even motivate each other and ourselves to keep going and keep pushing. Ask all this blessings in your name, body, mind, and Jesus. Amen.
Amen. That's right. That's right. So I always start off, why dance? Why dancing?
That's a good question, bro. I started dancing when I was 3, but it was just on something like fun.
Right.
Type that. You feel me? It was just, my idol was Michael Jackson. So
I remember,
so maybe 1991 going to 1992, Michael Jackson, his second to last world tour. I was 4 and I watched that on VHS, you know what I'm saying? And then I was like, man. Now mind you, I never grew up and said I wanted to be a dancer. This is the direction God told me to focus in, if that makes sense. I saw Michael Jackson in the Super Bowl when he performed. If you don't remember, you can look it up. And he hopped out on the stage and looked at the crowd for 5 minutes and people started
going crazy, losing their mind.
And he didn't say a word. I'm like, why are you screaming? He ain't doing that.
Right.
You know how powerful that is? And you got grown men and women passing out at a Super Bowl game? And you got NFL
players
trying to see
how loud
you are. Who that is? Trying to see Mike. Right? You know what I'm saying? I see, man, that is strong.
Yeah.
I have never seen an entertainer do that besides him. That's why I say Michael Jackson's the greatest.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about, really, that you can come out on stage and pause for silence for 5 minutes. People don't know how long silence is for 5 minutes.
Right.
When you're on stage and you're in front of 8,000 people and they're screaming the whole 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So, I was in awe behind it. So Michael Jackson, my idol, but as growing up in New Orleans, I'm from the East, by the way, shout out East Side, you feel me? You can duck and dodge bounce music.
Right.
Like, it's either you like it or you don't, because you're going to hear it. Bounce in second line, and that's what New Orleans is, you know what I'm saying? And but you just dance and beer, I just always, growing up, and just enjoying myself. People know me growing up football and dancing.
Yeah.
And even when I was like in the hood, I had a football in my hand, and you know how we play touch football in the hood. And
yeah.
Like, wait, you get picked, I just be dancing, waiting for my turn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So as I got older, you know, I started dancing, you know, going to high school, dance off the St. Olaf High School. I used to be all on the field, working in trouble, getting paddled and shit. You know what I'm saying? Dancing. Like,
yeah.
So I played, like, so I took dancing serious. I started professionally dancing when I was 17 or 18, one of those. I got with my bro, Big Chew, and it was just a group thing. Now, I ain't gonna say serious, I'm lying. That's when I could say for my professional career, but I didn't take it serious, and I knew I could be something in the industry until I made 21 when I was on So You Think You Can Dance. Like, when I was on So You Think You Can Dance, mind you, I'm going in there selling for less because I don't know what's going on.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still dancing with my bro, Big Chew. That's my dude who put me in the game. Like, we had a group called the Game Over Boys. And we had the whole city on lock. Like, city and surrounding parishes. Like, from, you know, you know, from Jefferson Parish, you slow that, like, we Salisbury, Kenner, Glass, you know, Skate Ring,
that was
the main hub. If you had moves, you come to the Skate Ring on Friday night. You get it in.
Yeah.
You get it. It used to be so jam-packed, like, parents used to stay, like, used to be, almost be like a club.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you go around, you skate for the first hour, and then after that, all the skates,
it's over with. Yeah.
So, the Skate Ring, that was the main hub for, if you had a group, if you had skills, come show off your skills. Yeah. And guess what? But if you lose and you get burnt, it's going to be show that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's when YouTube really started popping, social media, Facebook, MySpace. They're like, oh, such and such beat him in a battle.
Yeah.
So during the week at school, you know, they're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's going to build up to the next one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, man, I'm going to show up for the next one. You know,
I'm ready. No. Yeah.
So, man, skateboarding, like, that's why I fine tuned my skills. But you know what? People really didn't play with me at the skateboarding. They knew what's up.
You
I ain't gonna even lie to you. Like, they played with everybody else, like, coming at them or whatever. But when I was ready, like, you know, for us, we go in groups, but like, for us individuals, like, calling out Skip, people didn't play with me.
Nah.
Yeah, you knew, you crossed this line.
You know what you're dealing with.
It's gonna be happy. You walk in front of the gun line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But that still was fun. But like, traveling, the experience of just, I guess you want to say, a dance style that come from the hood and opening up for Bootsy, opening up for Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Doing, you know, being on stages like that at 17, 18, 19, I was like, wow. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Special.
But it was cool though. That's special looking back to it.
Yeah.
But I really took it serious when I was on So You Think You Dance. And I'm talking about that for a second. So I'm on So You Think You Dance. My bro Big Chew called me like 3 o'clock in the morning because I got a football scholarship. Hurricane Katrina, my senior year, I had a football scholarship. I relocated to Sun Lab, right? So I started getting more Big Chew, like, when I was, like, around, 17 years old, and just going to different parties or whatever. And we, like, 17, 18, 19, 20. Mm-hmm. So 21 hit, that's 2009. And Chew told me about this dance show. He's like, man, this dance show coming down, I think you should audition. You know, and I was doing summer school classes at SUNO, so I could transfer to Southern in Baton Rouge. Cause I committed to Louisiana College.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't gonna go there no more. I played ball up there for a year, got in some trouble. And I was like, man, I should originally did and just commit to Southern. So anyway, after my summer school class, I went to the audition.
Right.
Went to the audition. Mind you, I don't know what I'm getting myself into.
Right.
You know, it's just, I'm just in there.
About to do your thing.
Just do my thing. I'm in there with like 500 people. 500 people, the first phase. See, the people who don't know about those shows, it's like it's a process.
Yeah.
You know, you see the round that you see on TV, but it's rounds before that, before you get on TV, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, I swear to God, let me tell you a funny story. So, my audition song, you know, they telling me the rules and stuff, and they group you 10 by 10. So, it's 10 people, you know, and they group you, they go down the line, they play a song, they go down the line. Number one, dance. Whatever. Number two, dance. You know what I'm saying?
So
if you have a specialty dance, like bounce dancing or African dancing, or, you know, they let you play your song. You don't have to dance off the song they give you.
Right.
But you can't have no cursing.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I ain't know what I'm getting myself into. I'm like, so it's getting close to me. It's like the dude, I remember it's like, dude, it was at like number six. And he's like, yeah, remember, you know, the rules, dance till we say stop. No profanity, no anything. I was like, oh shit. The breakdown of my song has MF.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Like, and I was like, oh no, I'm about to get cut off the rip. Like, I start dancing. Motherfucker. That's the part I come in on. So when he heard that, it got to me. Game over, Skip. Skip, whatever you want me to call. He's from London. He said, you're doing New Orleans bounce, am I right? I said, yeah. Song came on. Motherfucking, I just paused. Then he just looked at me. And then he said, dance, dance. So I started dancing, doing my thing. Yeah, I started doing my thing, whatever. Ooh. Everybody starts screaming. Whites, blacks, Puerto Ricans, the whole shebang. Everybody now started screaming, like cheering me on. Right? So he calls up people from the audience. He's like, who in the audience knows what this guy, what type of dance style this guy is doing? And people started coming up on the floor. People started dancing. People started, you know, enjoying themselves. And then after that, he was like, How many people are about to raise their hand? Should I let this motherfucker go to the next round? Everybody said, raise their hand. Yeah, I said, whew, I made it. So he was like, look, you can start it off somewhere else. Like, he let me start, you know,
the song
somewhere else. But, you know, I didn't know the rules. I didn't know nothing wrong. You know, come on, man. We come from the streets. Like,
I'm just trying to do my thing. Trying to do what I know. Yeah.
Well, as it dawned on me, you say no profanity. I'm like,
oh, no. What the
fuck? I'm done before I start. I'm done. So that round, I go to the next round. So the next round is, like you're saying, they pick a song. I think it was Chris Brown. But you gotta dance your style to that song.
Ooh.
That's what people get misconstrued. Just because you play a hip hop song, that don't mean you dance hip hop if you're a ballet dancer.
Right.
They wanna see you do your ballet
to that
song. You know what I'm saying? That's what people get misconstrued. Because if hip hop not your thing, don't do hip hop.
Right.
Don't try. You go out your element, that's how you get cut. They want you to stick to your style. That's the mind control. The mind game they play with you. So my style was bounce dancing. I could do a little hip hop too. So I mixed that up with, they play that song. And I air walk, boom, 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 whatever. Pass that around. And I was like, out my group. So it was like three or four of us out my group that really made it. Like, who's the most? I'm talking about, and you know, these shows, they don't give a damn about your feelings.
Right.
You got people that have been trained dancers all their life. And they be like, oh, cut, bye. Within 10 seconds of them doing their thing. I'm like, damn, these people cool.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
Shitting on
you know what I'm saying? So, the day of the round that you're going to see on TV, it's on YouTube. You know, you go to the big stage and you let you do your thing.
Yeah.
I'm number 276 out of 278, so I'm waiting. Like, I'm waiting a long time. The whole auditorium is black. I only like you to see at the stage. You ain't got no food, no nothing. If you gotta go get water, go use the bathroom, they let you do that. But other than that, you gotta wait. So I had to be up at 6. I ain't going to 5:30 in the evening.
Damn.
You think about it.
Yeah.
So I'm drained. Like, I got no food for nourishment. I'm just.
Especially being anxious.
They even let my bro Big Chill in the building at first because he thought he was a robber. You know, just being
how they are.
And just I'm just playing all that shit back in my head. I'm like, he had a heart. I'm like, bro, he with me. This is my, you know what I'm saying? This is my plus one. Because you let your grandparent or whoever your plus one is. It's me. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was giving him all time. He come with a white tee with his hat backwards, fresh kicks, big thighs, dreads. They give him a hard time. And I got him in 10 minutes before I went home. He was trying to get in an hour before.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? So you dealing with all that BS.
Yeah.
You heard me? So I get on stage, I do my thing. These people going crazy. They ain't never seen that before.
Right.
They ain't never, be mind you, like, you know, you can see your regular hip hop, ballet, tap, contemporary, you know, isolations, you know, dancing like you want to say Usher, Chris Brown, all that kind of stuff. But they ain't never seen bounce dancing before. So they couldn't judge it.
Right.
If that makes sense. How you gonna judge something you never seen before? This is like, you're looking like, you know, they're just looking. And he's like, oh, he hit the beat, so he's doing this. So looking at the judge, he's trying to think, like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, wow. And later, I got this dancing, and she's like, wow, the street is your legs. I thought she was on coke or something. I thought she was
just looking.
Yeah, just looking. And, you know, it was Lil C. He's one of the innovators and creators of Crump.
Mm-hmm.
With Tide Eyes, he was one of the judges, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, violence is a street art form. It's a street dance style. It's like Crump. You know what I'm saying? So he understood.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, man, it's buck. Like, you know what I'm saying? But then they sent me to choreography. So choreography means you're good, but they won't see you again. If you pass the choreography, you can go to Vegas. If they feel like you was great off the dump, you get your ticket straight to Vegas.
Yeah.
So, but how they edit it, you never know. So they sent me the choreography first. So, before choreography started, everybody getting ready, they stretching me. You know, I'm sitting like this, my arms folded. I'm ready to go home.
Right.
Like, I got these tap dance shoes. Mind you, I went out the night before, so I got the same clothes on that I had in the club. Like, I'm just, you know, that's just how I roll. Like, you know, just, I'm dancing like me anyway.
I'd be dressed up for it. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? People come, you know, with their leotards, they got their outfits on, their belly, shiny shoes, all that. Out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here.
Go. Yeah. What's up?
I'm from Rockefeller. I'm here.
I'm ready.
I'm out here. Four choreographers started, bro. They said, Skip, can you come up to the stage? I'm like, damn, I'm getting cut before choreography. I ain't even do the shit yet. I'm about to get cut.
Right.
I'm lying, I'm dying. She said, Skip, you will not make it to choreography today. I said, yes, man. But you are going straight to Vegas. I started screaming. Mind you, I had a gap in my mouth back then. I'm smiling all through my gap. Everybody else is out, like, you know, everybody gone. Like, right. Just the people who didn't want to see for choreography. But how they edit it, how it's on YouTube, is all one. Like, you'll think
we would never know. We would never know them shows.
I'm giving you the real backstory behind it. You know what I'm saying? So before choreography started, she called me up. They called me up. And I'm like, I'm standing up. She was like, Skip, you're not going to make it to choreography today. All right, I understand. I figured that. I'm not hating on that. But you are going straight to Vegas. I started screaming. Think of your first toy you got when you was a child. Yeah. Your mom and dad surprised you with something. You just, I was going crazy. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't understand the magnitude of it because she was like, you understand you just showed 12 million people New Orleans bounce.
You know what I'm saying? That's big. That ain't no little shit.
You hit 12 million people. It still didn't hit me until it came on TV. I'm like, I'm going straight to Vegas. I'm like, Mom, Dad, I made it.
Right.
It's a TV show, so they got some stuff that's playing. I had to run out the door and be excited.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I got my ticket. Like, you know how American
Yeah.
The same producers on Say You Think You're Dance, the same producers for American
Idol. So it's kind of like the same.
It's the same. It's the same people.
Yeah.
Same people, different judges.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense. And run out the door, show my ticket. And do that 10 times. I say, look, this is the last fucking time I'm gonna run out this door. I'm gonna keep running. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm trying to go. Trying
to. Yeah, like, wipe up. Yeah, you wipe your face. And I'm just coming off stage. So, like, you know, to give you a little interview and talking. And, you know, and then I run out. All right, I want you to be right here. You hold your ticket. And you're just like, yeah, run out that way. So imagine doing that 10 times and come back and reset.
And again. Keep running. Like, goddamn.
I said, boy, look, let me tell you something. I'm going straight to my car. I said, this one. This is 10 times. I counted. I said, it's 10 times I'm doing this, Craig.
It's over.
You ain't got this shot by this time. Said, my homie, you out of luck.
That's
you
it.
You ain't getting this,
bitch. Right. Like, what is y'all doing?
Mind you, like I said, true, man. You're like, damn, bro, you didn't give it to me. Like, because that performance on stage was like a C+. That wasn't even my best performance.
Right.
Because I didn't have no nourishment in my body. I'm just, you sitting here like this.
All that time.
For almost 12 hours, bro. Like, you just sitting here. Yeah. You in groups, you hearing people conversations you don't want to hear. People crossing like, oh, hey, darling. You got y'all like, oh, man. I said, you want to sit here?
Right.
Like, you know, I'm trying to zone out. I'm trying to get some sleep. You just, there's nothing. You just think about this room is dark, and that's the stage. Like, you just got to sit there. You go get some water, or you go use the bathroom and come back.
Right.
So, but she was like, damn, bro, you could have given it hard. I'm like, bro, I'm hungry.
Right.
Yeah, I mean. What you want me to do? I mean, your fat ass in here with no nourishment for 12 hours. But you wouldn't give your all neither.
And that's something that requires so much energy, bro.
It does.
You can't. I've like in the videos just from knowing what you do. You turn it on though.
I turn it on.
Instantly. Not just on, like on.
All the way.
Like so. That's.
But that's see. That's, as I got older, that's one thing I had to learn as a dancer, pacing myself.
Right.
Pace yourself so when you the parts where it's time to turn it on, you turn it on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I you know back then you know growing up when you was young and I'm just doing it. I'm coming in.
Right there. Yeah.
But then I drain out slow. If that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the faster you on, the faster you burn energy. You know what I'm saying? So me learning as a dancer, as I got older, I've learned to pace myself, especially through certain songs, especially that's going to require high energy in certain parts of the songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I learned that from my bro Big Shoot, like in catching the breakdowns and, you know, just emphasizing certain part of the songs. So I was going to see Dingy Dance. I went to Vegas. I made it to like the top 30, top 45, bro, not knowing, like, mind you, I never had no formal training to dance until I went to So You Think You Dance. They sent me. They paid for me to go to ballet school and to take ballet and modern dance.
Right.
You know. And it's what I hear, Mocha. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because they was going to do that stuff out there in Vegas.
Yeah.
I get to Vegas. The first thing they do, all right, I want to see freestyle. Well, people was going crazy. I was smiling.
Like couldn't wait. They're like,
shh. I'm in my head, like, because I'm thinking anybody do, you know, contemporary countries. Like, you want to see freestyles? Because, you know, there's a lot of them that are well. Great train dancers, they can do choreo.
Yeah.
But their freestyles are horrible.
Right.
The first round, I want to see freestyle.
They're trying to get you. Yeah.
Oh, it's like 200 people cut off the duck. They was in the air, like people in their hallway.
Going hard, like ready.
That's
what I do.
That's what I do. Yeah. You're talking this and shit. Right. I do my little stretching. Dang, you know, I do my little stretching and I killed it. I had all six judges on the panel dancing. Then after that, I went on the Ellen show. Ellen saw me on City Limit Dance. And she was a fan of the show. And she from here. I went on the Ellen show. Yeah. And after that, that's when I started dancing with Big Freedia.
Right.
2012. And I danced with Spy 5 years for him. And I was on his reality show for 6 seasons. That was a blessing, but I never thought I'd be dancing for Big Freedia. You know what I'm saying? Me and my bro, Big Chew, we had a little fallout behind that. But I was doing my local stuff for him, and I was doing my
tour right.
You him. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't get that at the time. You know what I'm saying? We used to be together. Man, I was on the hips, I was 16, 17.
Yeah.
All the way up to you, I was like 24 years old. So, and you being with each other almost every year,
Yeah.
You know, it was like, that's what you used to. You know what I'm saying? But and then you gotta, you know, I had to learn different stuff like mine. Shout out to Big Freedia, you know what I'm saying? Like, you think I'm getting like, no, nah, I don't play that. Like,
and that's
you know,
that's another thing though, like, with that's our genre, yeah. Like bounce,
right.
Like getting everybody else to like adjust to that, even though it was unique, right. Like when you was on So You Think You Could Dance, mm-hmm. Like how is that getting accepted? Like they're like, damn, this new, this something I ain't never seen before, but. Over time, like you got the weight of carrying and introducing everybody to
mm-hmm.
it.
People don't understand
so,
that.
Yeah,
they don't understand that. And then like now, I swear to God, around that time. So I'm gonna say like 8-9 years ago, I say bounce gonna be like the new disco.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like the new music off home. People laughed at me. The fuck out of my face. Right. I swear to God.
Yeah.
On my kids. Everybody do the bounce song now.
Everybody. You can't. Boy, they don't even do it right. They ain't even do
it. It's something like this. Boy, I was like. I'm not mad at the fact that everybody want to do it, but they ain't giving us no shine of where it come from.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
You know, shout out to Drake, City Girls, Yo Gotti, bro, Lil Wayne,
yeah,
Juvenile, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like, you got people in New Orleans that's millionaires that started as bounce artists that stopped claiming bounce.
Right.
Like, Soulja Slim started up as a bounce artist.
Yeah.
That's how you got on. That's how he was recognized. Him and Juvie came up at the same time. They were bounce artists first. That was the thing, yep. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, it's homegrown. Now you seen everybody doing it. I'm like, I said that years ago.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And they're not doing it right. You feel me? But even if they doing it, I guess you want to say commercialize it, cool. But New Orleans artists not benefiting from it.
Right.
At all. You feel me? So, you know, Beyonce and all of them, that's cool. You know, and that's just me. Back then as a dancer, now me being an artist, I'm like, bro, I can rap and dance. I'm about to make it happen.
Right.
Like, for real, spill. Like, mind you, shout out to all the local acts in New Orleans, all the artists, all the musicians that's doing anything that's aspiring to be someone. But I'm going to be, if you want to say, Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, kind of usher of New Orleans as far as being a rapper and entertainer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? My idols are Fifth Wall Weavy, Josephine Giant, Big Chew. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Rest in peace,
Fifth Wall. The closest. All right, yeah. My bro Weavy. Yeah. I'm still grieving over him. Like, I'm still
that's
not
sick,
over that process.
Man.
Like, if this is a year I can have back. Start this bitch over 2020.
Yeah.
You like, for real, bro. Like, 2020 is just like...
shit out of fucking scary.
What? I lost my dog Weavy. Then you lose Kobe. You know what I'm saying? My partner, got a few partners lost their grandmother. Another partner, my bro, Big Chew, lost his grandmother. Blazer lost his mama. The cannibal just died. It's like, bro, like...
Man, what the fuck going on?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
The fuck
like,
going on?
You know what I'm saying? Just... But you gotta fight through all that, bro. You mind you, bro. You got people talking about me like I'm traveling around with Big Freedia. They think I'm gay.
Yeah.
Saying shit, saying that. The same people saying this, watching me on TV.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, it's popular. A regular dude is popular to dance with a gay artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I say, bro, I don't care about, like, they want to be gay. Shout out to them. Do their thing. As long as they don't force their sexuality on me, I don't care.
Right.
I don't care. Don't play with me because I'm beat you up. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know. But besides that, we cool.
Right.
Because you mind you, because I feel like, and I've learned this, I know I've been around gay people, the ones, men who not sure, they're something like, nah, I can't stand, nah, they're the ones who undercover.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And like I just said, if the gay dudes in this room, he chilling, cool, and just having a regular conversation, everything cool. What you mad about? What's wrong? He ain't doing you nothing. Right. That's the problem.
Man,
be around, you know what I'm just saying? That's the ones that be downloaded, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Because they not comfortable with themselves because what they doing.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But I told people, freedom came at me. So,
right.
Man, I ain't tripping.
It's all good.
It's all love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We just left because he don't give me a raise.
Right.
And I had a daughter at the time. Now I got a daughter and a son.
You gotta take care of that, man.
The amount you give me free, I'm like, you know, I need to, you know, he
set that up.
Right.
He didn't want to. Like Elijah, he didn't want us to go, but he was like, he was consistent. He was content on paying me what we was paying.
Right.
Me and my bro Flash, we left at the same time. You know what I'm saying? And it was a perfect win. You know, mind you, Frida, like, it used to be a sprinkler of black people. It used to be a sprinkler of us at the shows because it'd be white folks.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be turned up. They like all that crazy shit.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be full of whatever. They'd be with it.
Yeah.
But when our reality show got popping.
Man, that's what it's like.
Bro, when our reality show got popping, man, you saw all of us in that bitch. All kind of black folks in there. For real.
I seen that.
Rich, all in between, hippies.
Turned
up. Dudes full grown straight out of jail and that bitch. Like, and I got respect for a lot of dudes because, you know, they wives and girlfriends dragging them out the house. Like, come on, baby, let's go see Big Freedom. And they're like, man, I got to come see this gay shit. But when they see me and my bro Flash going out there, they're like, oh, all right. They're like, bro, I respect you, cool. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, all right, that's what's up. They get their whole outlook on them. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like this. It don't matter where you come from, what you know, we all come from different parts of life, like walks of life. It don't matter. We from New Orleans, and when a group of people set their mind into accomplish a task, it don't matter whether you black, white, gay, straight, all in between, whatever, we gonna accomplish it. You know what I'm saying? And Freedom's has helped my career tremendously. You know what I'm saying? At that, my bro, shout out to my manager, Melvin Fuller, and my other manager, Flex. Like, Melvin Fuller turned me into an artist.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He like, Skip, I'm gonna turn you to an artist. And I'm looking at him crazy. Like, what you?
I just wanted to,
I know music, but I just never wanted to rap because that's just one of my things. I know what I can dance to, so I understand. I can tell you, like, hey, bro, make that beat right there go harder, or your verse right there, rap, you need to switch that.
Right.
You know, I just be doing that. Like, people acting for a vice, but other than that, I didn't want to rap, so I started rapping in 2015. And I got better and better. We had a group, Mile High, Me, Flash, and Wine. You know, Wine is a Big Freedom's DJ.
Yeah.
But that fell off because.
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, you're not even group no more, so I started doing my own thing.
Right.
And me persevering, grinding, staying at it. I've gotten better at it, bro. And I was just like, I was blessed to sign a partnership deal with Takeo. And my first record coming out was going to be the Beanie Man, bro. Me, myself, my song featuring DJ Jubilee and Big Chew. That's going to be the first single off the label, and it's going to go make
sure. Shout out Takeo, man.
Shout out Takeo. And it's the Beanie Man, bro. Who can't do the Beanie Man?
No, I should.
You know what I'm saying? It's the easiest dance, bro. You need to swing your arms back and forth.
Right.
You know, a lot of other stuff. That's what I got going on. But besides being a father, you know, I got line dancing. I got my exercise class, bounce size class. Like, when I have, you know, a whole conversation with people, people understand I'm uneducated.
Yeah.
Until we have a conversation, until we start dialoguing. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm trying to teach people about the business because I'm still learning the business. You know what I'm saying? I know what it feels like to be messed over. I know what it feels like to, like, you know, just sign something you ain't got no business signing. You know what I'm saying? So I try to stop that and prevent that from somebody that's coming under me. Or even like somebody older who just don't know the game. You know what I'm saying?
You're teaching it.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day. So I signed a single here. So I'm going to, I'm behind person. It's four songs. So I'm going behind. I'm paying it. It's less money I got to pay back. Because all you need is one song to change your life.
Yeah.
You don't understand that. At this day and age, ain't nobody giving out CDs.
Trinidad James had one verse.
One verse, bro.
Heard that shit everywhere.
One verse, bro. But like, I'm not going in the industry to be a one-hit wonder, but all you need is one song.
Right.
To get in the game, that's all you need, one song.
Yeah.
So, for the boys, like I tell you, just say you're an A&R, bro, a record exec. Mm-hmm. Chase you, too. And you coming up, doing the local artist, local rapper, trying to get on. Hey, man, check out my CD. And he got 21 fucking songs in the CD. Think about that. Who's gonna listen to 21 songs of you today?
Right.
I don't have the time for that.
Right.
No, I'm telling people, like, why you even got 10?
Right.
And you a new artist? You brand new. Nobody ever heard of you. Nobody. You are like a Chris Brown, Usher, Mario, Drake. They can do that. They established. You know, people listen to it. That's about Beyoncé. That's them.
Yeah.
But for somebody I never heard of, and you got 21 songs on? Why? What are you doing? I had to tell people, like, why are you not doing that song? Because it's your first song. Who you think
I'm going to listen to the next verse? You probably got maybe 30 seconds.
Maybe. I said, you're going to give it to someone, give me your single.
Yeah.
You're going to give it to someone, give me the single. And if they don't have the single, put the next song on. That's it.
Yep.
That's it. Put it in your mouth.
I got two songs on them. That's my lead single. And if you don't like that one, I got my second song. If you don't like it, God bless you. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? That's how we do it. If you're a new artist, that's just free game. People have CDs on there all the time. I'll be like, hold on, bro. Why you got 15 songs on this bitch?
Right.
And I don't
think about it, bro. Think about it. Just like people not.
Why you got 15 songs? You think I'm going to be in my car or in my house and listen to every song over the album? I don't know who you is. And
you know, I might not be trapped.
Right.
Not saying it is, but you know.
That's why I'm Instagram, bro.
That's what it is.
Put your single on there. That's why I'm going behind those singles. And I'm, that's less money I got to pay back to them.
Right.
So when people give you all these $1 million advances, they only give you money that they got to recoup back.
And they just leave you taking vacations, popping bottles. Don't even have a single on
there. I'm all about music is going to be the first one of my big, it's going to be a huge revenue stream for me, but I'm going to have other revenue streams that's going to open up the doors for me. Bro, I got big plans, bro. Giving back to my community in the East. I'm going to invest in weed dispensaries.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, Chick-fil-A. I'm going to everything.
Everything. You got to go for it, bro.
And well, I want to show them what I'm really to do it, but I want to be New Orleans' first real entertainer. The first real entertainer we had was weed, but he stopped dancing at a young age.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to feel like, boy. You feel what I'm saying? That's my idol, bro. Like, you know, I told him that when he first met me, I don't think he took it to heart, but there you go, that was my idol.
Yeah.
His voice is so sound, just your meat, you know what I'm saying? All that, I just...
Half of it. As soon as you hear him,
you know, that's what I'm saying?
It's just, you gravitate to it.
Yeah.
Because it's different. You know what I'm saying? Bro, it's me rapping dance. I'm giving you a full show. And my show ain't gonna be out, bro. It's gonna be 20 minutes.
5 songs
right.
In your face, but it's gonna be instant. It's gonna be instant entertainment. You feel what I'm saying?
You go when you leave a game over skip show, you gonna feel satisfied that you paid your money. Like, man, I really enjoy myself. It's gonna be a full show that adults and kids could come to. You feel what I'm saying? It's gonna be, and guess what? Everybody gonna enjoy it. All walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And bro, I just went and just hold it down. Just give the city some type of class that is missing. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I be telling people, I'm like, bro, you got a lot of talented people that can rap down here. Like, we got niggas that can rap down here better than they can read a magazine or a newspaper.
Right.
They don't understand shit is in the newspaper. They can rap their ass off.
Rap.
Rap, like really rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro,
you talking about the same thing. You can't kill everybody in your song.
And people be mad, I'm like, bro. It's like 10 dudes, I swear to God, bro, 10 dudes I listen to their song, bro, just trying to give them game. I'm saying, bro, y'all talking about the same thing, y'all just wording it different.
Right.
Killing Robert, Yacht Sticks, I got the bag, I'm selling this, I'm selling that, baby mama tripping, dude playing with me, I had to off him.
Again. Missed the first time.
How many people you gonna kill, bro? You gonna shoot the babysitter, you gonna shoot the mama, you gonna shoot your driver, you driving the car. You gonna shoot the audience, you gonna shoot your neighbor, you just gonna shoot everybody. You ain't gonna have nobody listen to your shit.
Hey, damn, like, what the fuck?
Everybody go, whole audience. Everybody you done kill your whole audience.
Damn, bro. Golly. Damn, you know, I'm in my line, bro.
That's a fact. That's a fact, dog.
You feel me? The only reason they say trap music is because of the beats. The beats hard. The beats are serious. But I'm telling you, I'm like, bro, and I'm telling you, just you gotta put. I'm trying to get people game, bro. Put yourself in the DJ shoes and you hand your shit to the DJ to play,
and everybody in the club turned up in that bitch. The girls dancing, you come. They won't play your music.
I'm about to kill a nigga, bust a nigga head. You gonna be dead? I'll be just.
And they be like, what the fuck is that?
Let's go home, guy.
You killing the whole vibe of the club, bro. Like, you killing the whole vibe of the club. Like, you don't want... I'll say, man, you gotta play music because it's club music.
Right.
That's why I understand all my songs gonna be club hits. Think about it. If your song get played in the club, they gonna book you for a show because that's what they gonna hear.
Right.
That's what they gonna hear. Yeah. Man, what's that shit they play in the club? All that other shit you can kill.
Yeah.
What that is? That's the cheat code.
Yeah.
You make a club song.
You good.
You good. That's what they gonna book you for. You make a radio song. That's what they gonna book you for.
Right.
People don't understand. Radio is not for us, bro. It's not for men. You know, that's why I graduated to Mass Comm. I'm giving people free game. Radio's catered to women and kids. That's why they censor their music. I say, stupid. What you think about it? Put it in the club. If they have a bunch of women in the club,
don't men go follow? You get the women.
Got everything.
You think you gonna be in a club full of niggas by yourself?
No.
The reason the women at?
I'm talking in front of 10 niggas that just look at me like I'm blue in the face. It's like, man, fuck what you talking about, Skip. Like, nigga, I'm giving you a cheat code.
Right.
Like, you can't kill everybody. But if you make a club song, people gonna know you for that song, so they're gonna book you for that song.
Right.
So the cheat code is, so you got a song like that Money Bag Yo and Lil Baby. I could be toting no handguns. I could be coming to 30. You know, just run that bitch. Make a song that's similar to that so they can stay in the DJ's rotation.
Right. They could break right into your shit.
Break right into it.
Right.
Blend right into the song. Like, oh, that sound like.
Right. This our shit.
It's our shit. But that bitch hard, though.
Yeah.
But it's not breaking the energy in the room. And the sound is like everybody still can dance. But it's your song, so you're like, all right.
Now you got
the
ear. Now you got the ear. All you need is the ear.
You come in, you got, I got the chopper, I'm about to knock your head off.
Shot forward it.
Well, you shot all of us. Who gonna
listen to this shit? Everybody dead.
Everybody dead. Even the girls shaking their ass in the mirror, you shot them. You shot the woman, you danced on. Yeah, you shot the bartenders in the aisle. The fuck be wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? That, but that's just, and I want all to whoever see this podcast, bro. And I appreciate y'all having me on it. Like, that's just free game for everybody. That's free game, bro. Like, even if you're not like a turn up artist or whatever, you try to make it. The goal is to make it. The goal is like, man, they gonna play my shit in the club. Your shit not good, bro.
Right.
People don't understand, because you know New Orleans, the people dudes feel played down here hard, bro. They feel
easily too.
You can't even give dudes constructive criticism. Like, if you give me your song, bro, you really want to listen to it. I'm going, if your shit trash, I'm gonna tell you why it's trash. I'm not gonna just say it's trash because I'm hating.
Right.
If your shit good, that shit come over and say something. That shit bang. That shit rolling.
Yeah.
That shit hard. I'm never as hating because I'm talented. So I want to acknowledge other talented people.
Yeah.
You know, I never had, like, you know what I'm saying? I always get like, yeah, man, Peter, he cold, but he ain't me. I always look at it like that. He can't do me, but he nice.
Yeah.
He can be a bitch ass nigga, but he nice.
Right.
It's a lot of
you still give
him. Yeah, yeah. Still give him credit.
Right.
But fuck that boy, he cold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I am. I don't fuck with him, but he nice.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You can't take it away from him because he a bitch ass nigga.
Even sports. Even sports.
Yeah. He like,
early in the game.
Oh, man, we the coolest motherfucker. Yeah. So I pick him on my team.
Yeah.
Yeah. For football. Off the court, I'll hit him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't fuck with him. Yeah. It's like that.
That's
you
the name.
Teammates, I don't fuck with him, but he cool.
Yeah.
You know, he cool.
So, as far as like the learning the business, though, you had like moments where it was like, man, I got to get this shit right. You know how you say you didn't really understand? Mm-hmm. You was just doing something you love.
Yeah.
And you know a lot of times we do something we love for free, but when does it reach that point to where, oh, no, I got shit I need to take care of. I need to be
like, man, I want to be your manager. I want you to take part of my label. I want to invest in you. I want to, you know.
Yeah.
That's when the conversation gets serious. We in a round table like this. And you on this side, I might be on this side. We looking at each other out of the eye. Trying to see what we talking about, what you talking about. I'm trying to listen and invest in what you talking about.
Right.
And the paperwork right there, and the paperwork going to add up to.
What you saying?
What you talking about? What is this?
Right.
What is this? Oh, people try to fast talk you, like, hey man, just sign that and everything be good. And when I don't have no legal representation with me,
right.
I'll be like, hey man, let me go over this contract, you know, I'll get back with you.
Right.
You know, we'll see. But that's why I rock with Take 4, because they, how their contract was, it wasn't bad, but a few, the wording in there, a few words, I ain't like that. Like, man, we got to switch that shit. They let me switch it to what I like. They let me change the whole contract to what I wanted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's how bad they wanted me. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate them for even at least giving me a chance.
Right.
Bro, you know how many people I'm behind the scenes I didn't help and, you know, and not getting credit for? But I'm just doing it from here. I was doing it from the heart.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Who I want to work with, I really want that person to be successful. I ain't, especially if I'm part of the project, I can't be a part of no that shit.
Right.
That's how I look at myself. This, well, you got me. This ain't about to be poop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we gonna get this shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're
gonna get
it. You know what I'm saying?
We gonna make sure.
What you talking about, boy?
Last thing you be able to say is,
I'm dancing you the artist, but this ain't about to be trash. You gonna fix this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the type of standard I hold to myself. You feel what I'm saying?
Sure.
Now, me being an artist, so I'm about to pop, son. I'm about to make it with this shit.
Yeah.
And I ain't just saying it to be cocky, son. That's the vision God gave me, son. You can't see it. God don't give you the vision. It's not going to happen. Yeah. You got a vision, bro. You stick to the vision, stick to the plan. It's going to happen for you. You won't go through trials and tribulations because that's just a part of life, because that's a test. I had to look at it like God just testing me. Every time some fuck shit happened to me, a breakthrough about to happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, my son's mind be tripping. Somebody just fucking with me just cause. A breakthrough about to happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of stuff, this is a lot of, bro, this industry, bro, this industry works in a dope game, bro.
That's right.
Well, I'm serious, bro. It's easy to sell drugs and to be in the music industry. Because when you sell drugs, you know what you're going to get.
Right.
You know what you're selling, you know your product, and you know how much you're supposed to get. At off the flat.
Yeah.
That's just straight to the point. This, you got people five smiling on your face being fake. They won't be around you because you on right now, you popping, or they won't use you. You know, this is a lot of, like, even y'all blessing y'all situation, and y'all podcast just, and now to say I want to manifest and just grow. You know how many friends you want? New friends. You
yeah. Make. Yeah.
I'm just saying, Game Over Skip Records signed with Columbia, you know what I'm saying? So you can sign artists and stuff too. So that's how you can make your money as well.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like your Goddess, your Rosses, your Meek Mills.
Yeah.
You know, they sound Rock Nation, but they have an underling with like Dream Chaser Records.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's another way to make money. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
But yeah, about like with the TikTok. So mm-hmm. I want to say that was All Star Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You got the kids like that may make a dance on TikTok, mm-hmm. right? How you protect that if another influencer that's bigger take your dance that you like? What legally? How can you protect your shit?
Illegally, you have to get the dance patent, bro. You have to get that dance like trademark.
Right.
See, bro, I've been through all that, bro. I'm just sure you who you about to put me in a bad headspace. Oh Lord. But no, but you know, not really. I ain't gonna say that because I'm over the shit now. But at the time, you know, me and my bro Big Chew, we went through that same situation with the Nick and Dan situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? We literally like you. We had a meet with them dudes. How you in the meeting? We sitting across from a table like this, and I'm in the meeting discussing about me. Like, nigga, you being me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you talk, I'm looking at you, and I'm in a meeting talking about myself. You know how retarded that is? And you giving me pushback because you being me? That is fucking retarded. You mean like the common sense of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You lucky I flipped this fucking table and punch on you. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, because we was in a public setting, so forget it. We trying to be civil and have a discuss. And so we like, man, since you taking our shit, you know, you need to cut us.
Where is that? Y'all,
we see I'm all about business. I'm all about, I mean, all since right. You won't do it, I mean, you know, shit, you got to add us in this equation some type of way. You know what I'm saying? But when you say, yeah, we're going to do that, then the next day you like, fuck that. And that's consequences behind every action. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wait, what? Like, what you talking about? Right. You know what I'm saying? What you doing? Like, what?
Right.
So, you know, imagine the headspace I was in. Mind you, I just stopped dancing for free, so I'm on my own. So I'm starting from scratch. And me and my group, Big Chew, we just got back together, like, for us, just being on the united front.
Yeah.
And I'm coming back. We coming back to this shit. Yeah. You got a nigga talking like him. Like, that's his voice. That's how he wake up in the morning and talk. And ain't no, he and we like, that's how he talk. Yeah. That's his natural voice. It's extra when it's, you know, on the song or whatever. And dad being me. You know what I'm saying? You know, people used to laugh at that shit. Like, it's a joke. Like, hee hee ha ha. But everybody, like, when you see
when it's you, yeah.
When it's you, when you see your dance on fucking 2K.
Yeah, and you ain't getting a cut from it.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine, nigga, send you that shit, tag you in that bitch at 2:30 in the morning. I'm at the hangover bar. It's like, bro, ain't this your dance? I'll pitch my phone.
Well,
I'll pitch that bitch in the hangover bar upstairs when it first opened. I'll pitch that bitch. Boom! And shoot you straight. I walked out that bitch. He's like, man, you fall. I swear to God, I wasn't gonna get a nigga. Ran behind me and gave it to me.
Damn, that's.
Let me say, Nick and Dan, Peter Pan, once you create a player, you know, 2K.
Yeah.
And people looking at me, you looking at me, man, you tripping. I'm tripping when they taking money. Like, you mad at me? Because this nigga taking my shit. That's yeah. Retarded. Yeah. That's a retarded way of thinking. That is fucked up. I'm getting pushed back because I'm looking at myself.
Right, hold on.
That is fucking retarded. How you won't even talk to me about that shit?
2K,
you
know what I'm saying?
2K. Both
so
words.
You know how many people play 2K?
Bro, you gotta say you put them back in the head space, bro.
I haven't forgot about all that even happening,
bro.
Brother.
Like,
be honest.
But yeah, it's like,
that's crazy though, man. You gotta at least, but you look at, Like so,
you gotta get a trademark. It would be something to get it like trademark. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, and not to be wrong, me and Dan is in a better space. You know, like we, you know, Dan didn't really want no smoke. So it was, bro, I was in, bro. You know, these dudes, they want these dudes touch, bro. Like, I'm like, no, bro, because I can't even have it on my conscience, bro. I can't even. That's bad, though, bro. I was in the house. But you know, you sit in the dark room and your child calling you and you just don't want to respond to them because you just in a bad head space. You just fucked up mentally.
Yeah.
You fucked up, son. I don't really fucked up. My brother, he hurt like his whole body was getting skinny. Yeah, like, you stressing though. You stressing. You stressing by like, well, that's bad, boy. Like a dance you done built up all your life, man. Just take your shit like that. Cut off for a joke. Yeah, it was a joke. It was a joke that went viral. And he ran with this shit November 26, 2017. Remember that yesterday? McDonald's and LG Campus.
Big viral.
Yeah.
Not little viral, like going in the week, like.
Yeah. And then we talk about we have a meeting, and we like, all right, what's up? When we talk about it, and you looking at us crazy, like you don't give him no money.
Right.
He like, wait, what? Well, I shit on 2K across the world. He on wilding out off of being someone else. Like, you know what I'm saying? I get it, you know? The imitation of form of flattery. It was a joke at first, but it's not funny no more, bro. Right. It's a hee-hee-ha at first. It was a big old hee-hee-ha. And you making money off that shit. It ain't no hee-hee-ha shit no
Especially after the conversation.
What?
That's after the conversation. That's the thing, yeah.
Like, it just went left at the conversation. You looking at us, we're looking at me, and, you know, we eye to eye, and you just talking. Like, and you like, all right. And then the next day, it's just on some other shit. Bro, it was just... Yeah, it just... So, you got to come through with all that shit. I'm dealing with all that. You know what I'm saying? Like. Even me and my bro, Big Chew, going behind, back and forth behind it, because I was like, man, we got weaving everybody. He was like, man, let's go talk. Let's go get through. I'm like, man. She was like, man, I can't, you know. It was just bad, bro. Right. We was feuding against each other. Then the Super Bowl, this past Super Bowl, did y'all see the TurboTax commercial?
How can you not see the fucking TurboTax? How could you not see the shit? I tell y'all, swear to God, I was mad. I'm mad because I'm like,
what you going to call me bitching? You don't look at me crazy. I said, all my cousins. I said, I wish you fucking would say something now. Look at that shit. I rewinded that bitch. All people. Who that is, bro? Who that is? Come on, Chase, you've been on me. So how long I've been doing this shit, sir?
Since I
grew up. I'm short, so imagine how short I was doing that shit in the early 90s and 2000, bro.
13.
Come on, man. Don't do me that, bro. The choreographer was from Africa who did that shit. Yeah, no New Orleans people in that bitch. And you got a New Orleans song and you do a New Orleans dance. On the fucking biggest stage in the world. The Super Bowl. But I'm bitching? So imagine I want to pitch my phone. I threw my phone. I was going to blink my press screen, but I ain't going to pitch that bitch. But I threw it somewhere else.
That's crazy, dog. But that's back to back.
You get what I'm saying?
Like, I'm a session for the workout.
That's back to back. Yeah, too. Because they had Chance the Rapper one, too.
You on the Reels commercial?
He turned the Backstreet Boys shit into a monster.
Bro, I'm like, but they don't do that to no. You know that they don't do that to any other dance styles besides bounce.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But that's because we don't stick together down here neither. Though.
Cause we don't protect it.
We ain't protected. You know what I'm saying? I got lawyers to trade, like, you know, in the process, you know, getting my shit trademarked or whatever. But I'm like, bro, when you seeing for the first time, you watching the Super Bowl, you in your bed, you on your phone, you're like this, and you hear, people, you looking like. I set up, son. I'm like, bro, that's my shit, bro. Rewind that bitch. Rewind that. I swear to God.
And they did not stop playing it. So every other commercial.
Hey, one of y'all, rewind that shit. Son, I rewind. I looked at that shit 20 times. I missed half the third quarter looking at that shit. I was fucked up, son. Again, me and Chew arguing. I'm like, nigga, you going back and forth. So you trying to get into it. Again. Yeah.
I'm telling you,
I'm like, bro, here, taking our shit. What are you doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, I really want back. I was using next thing, bro. You probably would have had a fight, son. That's what the God. Like, what are you doing, son? Then we built this shit. This shit was a joke at first. And now this shit is popular. Everybody doing that shit. Yeah. You understand, like, the type of headspace I'm in, son? Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas used to laugh at me doing this shit. I made that shit popular than what it is. You can talk that shit, but nigga, you know where it comes from.
Million.
You know what I'm saying? You know where it comes from, nigga. Come on, man. And I'm bitching about, I'm getting no money. Give me some. What the fuck? Hey, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
I got two small, big-head-ass kids I got to take care of. You heard me? Like, for real.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what are you talking about? That's what I said. The business, you know what I'm saying? But nigga just doing that shit. I talked to the choreographer, like, oh, man, I thought it was the Billy Bounce something. I can show you the message, bro. I can pull that shit up and say, man, it ain't no fucking Billy Bounce. Now, she was cool because she was just like, you know, I didn't know somebody, you know what I'm saying? She really didn't know after having a conversation with her, you feel what I'm saying? But it's just like, and then Nick was like, man, you gonna hit, I mean, Dan was like, you gonna hit for my people. I said, Dan, who you got the Peter Pan for? What are you talking about? Hit for my, like your likeness is me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? What are we talking about here, sir? Well, you know, you want to get in the business because I ain't dumb. I did grab it. Your likeness is me. So whatever you're getting, I'm getting half of that shit.
Yeah.
Me more than that. Because we got documented data. It's all on YouTube. Like, you know, it's all like we've been had that. Oh, you got to show us how long you had it and you've been doing it.
Man, so long. Yeah. No skate ring days.
But even before, I put that on national TV twice. Like, yeah. Element, So You Think You Dance. Yeah, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So you imagine like the transition, like you trying to go like, man, we about to make it, we going through it, and this stupid shit come up.
Yeah.
Again, you dealing with the Nick and Dan in 2017, then you watching your shit on the Super Bowl, and you just gotta take that shit. And we supposed to be okay with that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? And you just snatch your shit right in front of you, and that shit you done built up. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like fighting through all that, bro. You fighting through all that. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get your mental back right. You gotta, you know, stay prayed up and asking God, like, man, give you strength and perseverance to push through this. You feel what I'm saying? Because you still, at the end of the day, you got to make it. I mean, like, I'm going to make it. Right. I'm going to make it. But it's just another speed bump. I got to roll over that bitch and keep pushing.
But you still, you have.
Yeah.
You have. You know what I'm
saying?
You did.
It ain't going to stop. But like I say, me and Dan good now. Me and Nick ain't good. Me and Dan talk, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's just how frustrated I was. Just like, bro, what is this? You really don't understand. Sound like you a clothing designer, and you nigga take your logo, and you won't feel like yourself. Oh, it's just
it ain't true. Yeah.
It's flattering. You ain't gonna feel like that, bro. Nigga, make money off this shit.
Right.
You ain't gonna feel like that. I don't give a fuck if it's a dance, trademark, or color.
Still,
give me
shit.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Give me me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, that's all I'm saying, and I ain't tripping up. If we come to the table, we discuss a business, and we want to have this civil, like we talking. All right, let's talk, bro. Cause I know you stealing my shit, so like, I just want to be involved. Cut me a check or something.
Right.
I'm letting you take my shit. I'm just like, cool.
Y'all, I didn't even know about the conversation,
you
bro.
You gotta give me something every time. That's all. I understand business. I ain't fucked up with it. Cause I'm in the mental, like, man, that nigga. Oh, nah, it's cool. That's come to the table.
And then the media, like, if we ain't talk to you today, I wouldn't even knew that y'all sat down before that shit. Like, they were just like, nah, this was.
That's why the backlash went. And when we got more upset, because we have a meeting, and we sitting at a table, and we looking at each other out of the eye, and we just discussing business.
That's right, what cool. It is.
And then the next day, you talking like, man, fuck what they talking about. What?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So imagine if I was on that other type of time, you know, something bad would have happened.
Yeah.
Real, because that's how shit goes. Like, that's how stuff like that, that's how they go.
That's every day, huh?
That's how they go. You know, they keep you $5 huh, down here.
Yeah.
You step on a nigga tennis shoes on a shoestring. That you crazy. Yeah. You know how that go. You know what I'm saying? You take it something that's me. Like, you really looking at yourself when you looking at them. You know how crazy that is? When you're in a meeting and you discussing about you? Nigga, I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me. You being me. You know how fucking retarded that sounds? You give me pushback about you being me? I had to tell people, I had to break that down for certain people. Be like, yeah, Skip, you right. I know I'm right. I'm not the nigga that complain, bro. You know, I'm complaining. You know, I play football and shit. Even coaches call them stupid ass plays. I never complain. We just got to roll with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, coach, fuck. You know it's not going to work, but I get it. But this shit, when you looking at yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You look at yourself, like, and you look at it, then don't say, Nick and Dan did that shit. When you looking at it on a commercial during the Super Bowl at halftime,
that's the peep.
The Super Bowl, bro. That's the most watched show ever. The Super Bowl. Everybody look at the Super Bowl commercials. The Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl commercials, everybody like, that's commercials you. And you look at that shit, and I'm in my bed. So I replayed that for 20 times. I start looking at the game again at 3 minutes and 34 seconds in the third quarter. That's how long I was looking at the commercials.
Shit crazy.
I replayed that bitch. I was like, no, I can't believe this shit. I can't believe it. I don't know, dog. I feel like I want to do drugs. I want to do real drugs. I want to do some coke. I want to do shit. I want to do some real shit. That's what I'm saying. You want me to go crazy? I decided to go crazy. You want to see me? I want to do real drugs. Give me all the real shit, nigga.
That's what I was on.
Might as well.
I swear to God. I said, oh, man, what?
Nigga, I'm gonna rinse it off.
No, I'm gonna
rinse it off. Fuck it.
You took the word out of me. So I'm about to end it. I'm about to end it all. I'm about to say, fuck my kids. Everything. I'm about to show you, bitch. I'm about to give you real shit. I ain't tired.
I want no drink. I don't want none of that. I want the real shit. I want to hit the snort. I want to do live. I want to end this shit right now. You know, because he's doing the front street piece of Hollywood.
Right to. All on the table and shit.
I was like, you know what? I mean, my nerves was bad, so I didn't know what the fuck. I'm like, this man smells coke. What the fuck is going on? What is that? Yeah, sir. But you gotta be mentally prepared, though. And that's just for anybody. Like, especially you blessed to make it in Hollywood, where it's just, you know, where you gotta be mentally strong. You gotta be mentally strong in this city. So I'm in Hollywood, boy.
Yeah.
It's not the game.
It's everybody say the same thing about LA, Hollywood, man.
The people in LA is cool, but Hollywood is different.
Whole different.
Hollywood is different. Because when I went out there and parties, I don't want to do Hollywood parties. Not big parties. Take me to Compton. I'm about this shit.
Right.
I'm real. Take me to Compton and watch. I ain't. Well, I'm from the hood. Like, yeah, what it is. Fuck these hoods everywhere. Take me to that shit. I need to be amongst my people.
Right.
You
be.
That shit, yeah. Like, you know, I lie, man. You know, I'm just saying. Just, you know. Bro, you gotta really get adjusted to that shit, because that's a way of life out there. So it's like, you know, I ain't complying to that. I ain't fucking with that.
Right.
You know, it's cool, you know, you eat at the nice restaurants and eating shit. You can't even say the name of shit. Shit like $10 and shit. I'm like, man, take me to Roscoe Chicken Walk.
Yeah.
Fuck what you talking about.
Right.
Bitch, I'm about to eat this fucking 6-piece, 3-piece with this waffle, with this syrup and ketchup. I'm about to bite on this shit. You're good. You're good. For real. I ain't knocking you, do your thing. Like, right. But you know. Bitch, I know I'm gonna get full. Like, you know, it's just, you know, you gotta be mentally prepared. Everybody in Hollywood, they meet two niggas. So if you come out there, just say you're in a new shoe string. They be like, oh, yeah, what you doing? Me too. I swear to God, it's all that. All that I got to be dance move on, putting my, oh, yeah, me too. Yeah. Lying like a motherfucker. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Everybody, think about that. You know, everybody trying to make it in Hollywood. They come out there to be the next star.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? You leave wherever you're from, they come out there to be the next. So it's oversaturated with everything. So you know what I'm saying? So you think it's cutthroat down here.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, wait.
I'm telling you, what? You got nothing out there. And I'm feeling it down here. So imagine what is going on out there.
Yeah.
You
know, Game over, Skip. Hustlers only.
What?
Hustlers only. Get your merch, hustlersonlyworld.com. You want to shop? Watch all the interviews on the site. Keep hustling.
Oh, yeah.
Today's episode was produced by Going Global Agency at the Palms Podcasting Center. You know your wig too loose, but I'ma fuck you like I love you, cause I'm on that. Fuck it, baby, flip it, baby, do it, baby, stick it, ha, ha, ha. Fuck it, baby, do it, baby, fuck it, baby. Come on, baby, girl, you know, we run late. I want you to bend that ass over, show that license plate. Show that license plate, show that license plate.